Voters in Greece gave a resounding victory to the conservative New Democracy Party in yesterday's elections, ending more than a decade of socialist rule. 47-year-old Kostas Karamanlis becomes the youngest prime minister in modern Greek history. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Athens.
It was a night of celebrations. New Democracy supporters blared car horns and waved blue and white party flags, while fireworks exploded under a full moon. The election contest was between the leaders of Greece's two political dynasties. The socialists' newly installed leader, George Papandreou, is the son and grandson of two former prime ministers. He lost to the conservative leader, nephew of another prime minister who later became president of Greece. Papandreou, as foreign minister, had steered Greece into a new era of détente with Turkey, the country's historic enemy. But his popularity was not enough to overcome the socialists' reputation for corruption and inefficiency. In his concession speech, Papandreou, speaking through an interpreter, acknowledged that when he took over the party leadership just 1 month ago, he realized many voters felt the socialists had overstayed their welcome.
And I was fully aware of the fact that there were mistakes in our past, that some had grown tired. And that is why I asked right from the start that we should make a new beginning.
Papandreou vowed he would support the new government in preparations for the Summer Olympics, an issue that had been markedly absent from the entire election campaign. But in a sign that their successful outcome will be the new government's number one priority, Karamanlis met with the Olympics Organizing Committee chief even before making his victory speech. And when he came to the election media center, Karamanlis, speaking through an interpreter, immediately addressed the issue.
All of us together will actually do the best we can so as for the Olympic Games to be the best ever and the most safe ever. This is a great opportunity for Greece to demonstrate through this effort its contemporary face.
Many Olympic projects are behind schedule, and security measures for the first Summer Games after 9/11 are expected to be the tightest ever. Karamanlis has promised to keep key Olympic personnel in place, but there are fears that the conservative victory could lead to labor unrest, further delaying completion of Olympic infrastructures. It will be a test of Papandreou in his new role as opposition leader to wield the socialists' control over trade unions. The other immediate issue will be the future of the divided island of Cyprus. Within 2 weeks, the government starts negotiations with Turkey, and the United Nations, which is mediating the talks, wants the island reunited before Cyprus enters the European Union in May. Karamanlis said last night he had appealed to Papandreou for his support.
This is a fight to actually make Greece as we dream of it real. This is a fight for which everyone is needed. All of us together united, we will move on.
With such crucial deadlines, analysts agree there will be no honeymoon period for the Karamanlis government. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.